first session, and I wanted to give you like explain a bit more, give an overview of the fields, right, for those learning. So I'm Nick Vidal. I'm part of the NRX community manager at NRX. It's part of the Confidential Computing Consortium. It's an open source project. I'm also serving as the chair of the Outreach Committee from the Confidential Computing Consortium, and it's a pleasure to be here. So let's start out with talking about the states of data protection. This is very basic. I mean, everybody knows about protecting arrests, protecting data arrests, protecting data in transit, but now protecting in use, this is something that is relatively new. So what exactly is protecting data arrest? When you have your hard drive encrypted, your laptop, you're traveling, you get lost, that data is safe as long as your hard drive is encrypted and nobody can get in there. In transit, when you open up your browser and you just type HTTPS and you access some website, the data that's flowing between your browser and the server, if that's using HTTPS, that's encrypted, and nobody can tamper into that data. That's secure. However, there's a third way that the data can also be accessible, and that's directly on the CPU. This is something that people mostly are not aware of. Developers, even security professionals, and they are not aware that when you have some type of application or data running at the CPU in memory, if for some reason that system is compromised, somebody can get access to that data. Let's suppose that there's an exploit, somebody gains root access, they'll be able to see what's in memory. And confidential computing allows you to encrypt data while in use, while in the CPU. Even if somebody breaks down, even if somebody gains access, root access to that system, they won't have access to that data, because it's just like the hard drive example. It's just like the data in transit example. So confidential computing protects data and the codes, both confidentiality and integrity. So confidentiality means you can not actually read what the data, and integrity, you cannot mess up tamper with that data or with that codes. So for confidential computing to achieve confidential computing, you have to at least provide data confidentiality, data integrity, and codes integrity. How about codes confidentiality? As part of the Confidential Computing Consortium's definition of confidential computing, that's not necessary, but some projects like the NRX projects, we provide that, all those protections. So this is the definition, the official definition by the Confidential Computing Consortium. Confidential computing protects data in use by performing computation in a hardware-based, attested, trusted, manage sensitive and regulated data. I wanted to read that because the CCC worked, a whole bunch of group of people worked together during 1 year to define this definition and another year to add one word, attested. So I wanted to read very clearly to make this definition, so I wouldn't make a mistake, right? I don't want to memorize and forget something. So what's confidential computing? What's the case study? Where can it be used? Actually, it has many uses. Right now, we have some sectors that are very much regulated. They have a lot of sensitive data, and in fact, they cannot use the clouds as of today. They simply can't. Policies won't allow them to benefit from the clouds. So we have, for example, banking, financial services, insurance. Of course, they have a lot of sensitive financial data. We also have healthcare. There's the HIPAA, for example, in the US, it's a regulation regarding healthcare. We have telecom, edge, IoT, governments, a whole bunch of sectors that currently do not use the clouds because they can't, because they have a lot of sensitive data, because it's very much regulated by government policies. So confidential computing will open the clouds, the IoT, the edge, to these sectors. They have a lot of sensitive data. And that's the huge potential of this technology. If we can open up this, the clouds to these sectors, it will grow a lot. That's why one of the reasons why cloud service providers are currently, this year and this past year, they have offered confidential computing, and this is going to grow immensely. So I talked about the Confidential Computing Consortium. We are part of the Linux Foundation. We bring together hardware vendors like Intel, AMD, ARM, NVIDIA, cloud service providers like Azure, Google Clouds, and so many others, startups as well, and software developers. We have a whole bunch of members here. As you can see, all the major players are betting on this because in some ways, this is the future of the cloud in terms of security. And we have, currently we have 7 open source projects.